Bosom Pals is an anthology of poetry about breast cancer. It was edited by Marie Cadden, who survived breast cancer in 2007 and died of lung cancer in 2017. The publisher, Dira Press, and the printer, Clodori, produced the book without payment, and all proceeds from its sales go to Breast Cancer Research Ireland. 8 poets living in the west of Ireland have contributed poems. I'm going to read the 3 poems by myself that are included. The first poem is from a sequence called Appointment with Mutilation. I wrote it a few months after having a mastectomy in January 2007, and it's called The Flesh. The Flesh. Wing clipped. This rite of passage has cut a path from shoulder blade to rib cage. Moved muscle, removed that part of me lately defined undesirable, undesired. The scars will fade. Inside, living tissue twists and stretches, finds ways to accommodate a new anatomy as the hawthorn bows to Atlantic gales, wind warped. Forsaking symmetry for survival. The second poem I'm going to read takes its title from one of the drugs that are used in chemotherapy treatment. Taxol is also popularly known as the Red Devil due to its colour and the fact that it causes very unpleasant side effects. I found out sometime later that Taxol is actually extracted from the bark of the yew tree, which is known to be poisonous. In the poem, I was working with the idea of the chemotherapy as a form of purging by fire, and I try to combine this with the druidic tradition of sacred healing trees. The poem is a terza rima. Taxol. So here it comes, hooked up with line and catheter to my bruised arm. I take my medicine, trust in the yew tree and its venomous balm that purges cell, soul, self, choose to believe its flaming torch will guide me through the dark. I'll hew from it a long bow with the reach to send the poison tip to the cell's root, hear the twang and shudder when it meets its mark, or carve from its russet heartwood a lute to play when they bind me to a severed bough and I lie on the sawan fires of sacred wood with willow, hazel, alder, birch and rowan till the heat of scorching string, flesh and wood crack open the bone-vibrating sound of its ritual song and I am yew-burnt, yew-red, new. In the third and final poem, True Aim, I'm comparing myself with the mythical archetype of the Amazon. This poem draws on the tradition that the Amazons cut off their right breast so they could shoot their arrows faster. I don't have a clear explanation for why this poem and the Taxol poem both use the image of the bow and arrow, but sometimes images come from an unconscious and mysterious place. True Aim. Despite her stature, she always saw herself as an Amazon, but balked at the price of amputation just to draw back the bowstring faster. Now the deed was done. Would she feel the tension of string against her cheek, release the arrow from its wounded nest, observe its flight and fall, far from her quiver full of fears?